Which things are you and your staff doing this year?
So we start out the celebration of this weekend every year with our Community Center celebration. And we often call it the CCC. And that entails just having the bounce castles open in the gym. We provide swim, well, some of the swim anyway, and volleyball. And then we have cake and punch here in the lobby. But it was really initiated by Sue and Ken Slavin in years past. So Barry comes up from TU and they sponsor a barbecue that happens that evening as well. And that'll go on from 6 to 8 this year. And it's free for everybody in the community to come and just say hello, check it out, things like that. So we always start this whole 4th of July weekend with that celebration. So we do that on Friday, July 1st in the evening. And then we move into Saturday. We have the Freedom Run. And that starts at 9 o'clock and will be down in the Hammer and Wecon parking lot. We start from there. Registration begins at 8, so people can come up and start getting ready and all of that. We'll start the race at 9 o'clock, and that will make its loop.
It's a color run again this year, I think?
It is a color run again this year. They've got everything ready, all the powders ready for all the stations, and we'll have some at the beginning if people want to use it then or at the end. And so that will be happening. And that's all we have for that day. And then, as you can see, the Lighthouse Church kind of takes over the rest of that day, and they do a phenomenal job. And then we move into what's going to be happening on Monday on the actual 4th, and we're going to take over those Main Street games again. So those are the kids' games in the beginning, and then we have the adult games at the end of that round. So
a lot of the running races and egg tossing and all that good stuff.
And the water balloon toss and the 2x6 stomp. And then we have the giant trikes, which are always super fun. So we'll have all of that out there again, as we usually do.
Okay. Anything new or different this year?
Not for us. The only thing different for us, not really necessarily new, but is that the chamber is taking over the parade. And so I also, as a chamber member, will be helping with that event because I've done it before. So I'm going to be helping out the chamber with that personally as a chamber member. And then Petersburg Wrangell Insurance is taking over the Middle Harbor Games. So that'll be really great to have Sue down there as the, you know, the old reigning champion of the log roll and doing all of those. So she does have it broken up a little bit. You know, we were talking about the tides and things like that, and yeah, it's always really just not good to be throwing herring out into the water right before you put people into the water. So she's got it broken up a little bit, and the herring toss will be up later, earlier in that day. Sorry, not later, earlier, but earlier in the day, and then she'll have the other two events happening down at the harbor. So, and Glow has offered up again her harbor skiff and in the space, and it's such an effort between so many people. We carry the rowboats. You know, so we work on them, and we'll get those down there. Public Works helps to get the log down there. It takes a lot of effort to bring it all together, but so we're just kind of hashing out those plans, and we're going to get the items that we typically used for those events down to Sue as well for their crew to use. So, yeah, it'd be pretty interesting to have them taking over that. That'll be really cool.
Good. It's a team effort this year.
Oh, so. It's always a team effort every year. Every year, a lot of people come together. There's a lot of planning and meetings. We have, you know, our 4th of July planning committee that includes different businesses downtown, the chambers, and just different entities, and we all come together to plan it out. And then we at Parks and Rec, you know, come back here, and then we have our staff meetings that go through it all, and they've been working on getting things ready and together for the past couple of weeks, even right down to respray painting the stanchions that hold the flags that we line the street with, things like that. So, yeah, it's a big, big team effort.